Malca.
Okay.
Ma'am?
I said we're early.
Okay. I'm going to go mute. I'm at Walmart right now.
Okay. I'm going to have to mute pretty soon as it comes on.
Connie.
Hi, Ezra. Come on, yeah.
Hi.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula chimincha tati serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yudtah Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Paharenu No Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavas Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yun Kashin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikata Tami Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Tasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Bet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatzi Akatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alachim, Notze Awon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bithilu. Hilud, 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 Hibu. Leahta, Lashem Yud, He, Bavav, He. Beyehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vaihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koronei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koroneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekutcha Perichu Ma De Aved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Riovada Dikshot Bele Lach Mila Bialma Devae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Hagah, Beyakalana dehakuru ovada bikshot inun wipola itstirik be alma. The energy of the year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are four verses that we will study this morning. The first three of these verses have concealed within them the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name are separated by two letters each in all three verses. These two-letter separations represent the blockages that prevent us from becoming wiser. These are the klipot that we need to break during this year. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishme'uli ve'asafti li'asra Echem sheva al hatotechem. The next verse that we study comes from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut haze al mitraim. Asher Yisameh Ishalav Uvav Vekapo Unkava Kein Paro Melech Mitraim Lekol Habotim Malav. The third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Wigam ani hecheleiti hakotecha ashmein al chatotecha. The fourth verse we study this morning comes from the prophet Habakkuk. It's chapter 2, verse 6. This verse starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. Thus, it provides the energy, the same energy, as the name of the year that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. Halo Ele Kulam Alav Mashal Yisau Umritzachido Lo Yomar Hoy Amar Belo Lo Atmatai Umachbid Alav Altit. I'm getting static, so I'd appreciate it if people would mute their phones by pressing star 6. Thank you. I will also mention that this verse that we just studied from Habakkuk is one of the 13 verses that start with a hey and end with a tet in the Tanakh. This verse, the way we are studying it, connects to the month of Adar Aleph. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that we study that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom le'ami li'Israel untavitiv. willow your gas old, willow your sifu, vene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he Hey reyo, hey kome, la awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he he se wa, nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he, reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he yo he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he nu la Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he be la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ha ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo a hey Ala wa me za yo, da he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim, who left this day, the fifth day of Adar Aleph, or the fifth day of Adar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Natronai, Rabbi Daniel Proceeds, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten, Rabbi David Povarsky, and Rabbi Hanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levin. It's interesting to note this last Sadiq has the family name of Levin, but he's called a Kohen. And as our normal pattern, on the 6th of Adar, which starts tonight at sundown, the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunshitz, Rabbi Abraham Svi Patsnovsky, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Taub of Kalev, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Landau of Zabirtsi, and Rabbi Svi Kinsulicher. We will now connect to the 10 Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances, which we have begun to say as it helps maintain our consciousness of removing death forever. As has been mentioned before in my emails, these 10 utterances were once part of the pattern instead of the Shema Yisrael, and we now do both. But as some people are finding it difficult to understand, the prayers, the structured prayers, have been changing over time. It used to be the 10 utterances, and then it was changed to be the Shema Yisrael. Vayidaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi ha-Hashem Elohecha asher chotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim achirim. Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel. V'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al. V'asher b'aretz mitachat. V'asher b'bayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtachave lahem, v'lo ta'avdem, ki anochi Hashem Elohecha, el kana poked awon, avot al banim, al shileishim, v'al rebeim, Lishon I, Leoseh Chesed Lealapim, Leohavai Ushomre, Mitzvotai, Lotisa et Shem Hashem, Elohecha, Lishal Ki Lo Yenake. Hashem et asher isa et shemol hashav. Zachor et yom hashabbat lekad shol sheshet yamim tavod. V'asita kol melachtecha v'yom hashvii shabbat. La Hashem Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amatcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamim basa. Hashem et hashamayim ve'et haaretz et hayam ve'et kol asher bam. V'yanach b'yom ha'shvi'i Al-kein b'erach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat V'yikad shehu K'abed et avicha V'yet imecha L'man yarikun Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach Lo tirzach Lo tinach Lo tigno Lo ta'ane Bereacha Ayed shaker Lo tachmod Beit reecha Lo tachmod Eshet reecha V'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro v'kol asher l'reecha. We'll now do the two lines of the Shema Yisrael, which includes a connection to the eighth line of the Ana B'Koach. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is the last link found on the unique astrological times page. We'll start at the bottom of page one with Malchut. As we climb the tree of life, connecting each level of consciousness of ourselves to Hashem, this is bringing balance into our lives and helping us to maintain balance by saying no to the evil inclinations, ideas. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yosod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, od, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, netzah. Yi aheni wu yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Givura. Ye ah ni we yoh. Ye ah ni we yoh. Ye ah ni we yoh. Chesed. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Bina. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Yeah, any way your hair. Hakba. Yeah, honey, why your hair. Yeah, honey, why your hair. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the abridged Kaddish. We utilize the Kaddish as an elevator that is elevating us to the study today. And if anyone has a yahrzeit or they want to connect more strongly to the tzaddikim, they can utilize that consciousness as well. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'am lich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayech t'klal beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kari itbarach v'ishtabach v'itbar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemedekucha Leila min kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata la'amiran bi'alma Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya v'chayim aleinu we all call Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom, bimromav, v'puyase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'imru amen. I remind you, we say the Baruch Shem within the Shema. So we have grounded any excess energy that we might have drawn. So we will need to start our study with an additional L'Shem Yehud. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the right-hand column. The birth pangs of Mashiach. When that landing page opens up, please scroll down to Mashiach Class 3I, which will be Chapter 9 of Daniel. There are 12 chapters in Daniel, and we will be adding the last three, hopefully during this week. And I will also mention that it's approximately 3 weeks until we announce and study again the special Shabbat associated with the half shekel donation. When Class 3I handout opens up, you'll notice the first item is a link, and that link is to the Book of Daniel in the Machon Mamre website, and you will need to scroll to Chapter 9. Which is where we will begin our study after those changes. And due to time considerations, we don't say the Hebrew, but I recommend that you do scan the Hebrew or read it if you are able. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkite bihilu urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu liakta l'shem yudhe bavadhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kerenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kerenehu. Verse 1 of chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Just as a unwritten commentary to explain, Darius being the son of Ahasuerus, it doesn't say that he was the son of Esther, but there are teachings that say he was. There's also disagreements as to whether he was the son of Vashti first, or if he was a son of another wife. But Darius, it is indicated, is the king that authorized the rebuilding of the second temple, halted it, and then restarted it. And I also mentioned to you the word Chaldeans. It's important to know that that word's translation typically means astrologers or magicians. And it's the area of the world that Abraham came from. The second verse. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, meditated in the books over the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish for the desolations of Jerusalem 70 years. Another unwritten commentary for those who are unaware, Jeremiah prophesies that the exile would be for exactly 70 years. And it turned out to be true. And remember, the way you know a false prophet, and God forbid Jeremiah was a false prophet, he was not. But the way you know a false prophet, if he makes a prophecy that doesn't come true. And there are prophecies in the book of Daniel. There are prophecies in the book of the prophets that have not yet come true. Can we trust that the compilers of these prophecies into the book of prophets knew that they were not false prophets? We can take it on faith, or we can see the truth of it by seeing the other prophecies that each of these prophets made and see that they did come true. So the expectation would be that the prophecies that had not yet come true would be for two reasons. One, we don't realize that it came true. And two, it's not yet happened. But it will happen. Verse 3. And I set my face unto the Lord Hashem to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I said the word Hashem, but the actual names involved are Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and then Hai Elohim. So Hashem's name is actually missing from this verse. But is it? And how do those two names relate to the Sephiroth? And it's important that we understand that. The fourth verse. And I prayed unto Hashem, my God, and made confession, and said, Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the great and awful God, who keepest the covenant and mercy with them that love thee and keep thy commandments. The fifth verse. We have sinned and have dealt iniquitously and have done wickedly and have rebelled and have turned aside from thy mitzvot and from thine ordinances. The mitzvot is usually translated as commandments, but that's a incorrect or corrupted translation. And mishpatim, or mishpatecha in this case, your ordinances, are the laws. Now, is there a difference between a law and a mitzvah? It's something for you to ponder as you grow spiritually. The sixth verse. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, that spoke in thy name, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and to all the people of the land. And they're still speaking to us, these prophets that Hashem sent to the children of Israel, which is us. Just because we don't have the physical person, we have the book of prophets. The seventh pasuk. Unto thee, Adonai, belongs righteousness, but unto us confusion of face, as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all of Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because they dealt treacherously with thee. This is an unwritten commentary. Obviously, we, the children of Israel, did deal treacherously with Hashem, with the various levels and names of God. We stopped doing the mitzvot. We did idol worship in the land and many other sins, mistakes. We are still doing those sins and those mistakes. And we are confused because of it. But we were driven to these far-off countries for two reasons. One, because of our mistakes. And another reason is because by being amidst the various nations, we can live a Torah life separated, but as a light to the nations, as a goal that we choose to live under Hashem's laws, that the other nations can see the benefit that they would derive if they chose to live a righteous lifestyle as of the day Noah. That is our task, even up to today, and especially up to today. The eighth verse, Hashem, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. There's no mistake in why I read that verse again. The ninth pasuk. Adonai Eloheinu, to the Lord our God belongs compassions and forgivenesses, for we have rebelled against him. tenth pasuk. Neither have we hearkened to the voice of the Lord, Hashem, our God, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. The 11th pasuk. Before I go on to the 11th, I will just make a comment, unwritten comment. His servants, the prophets, but we just have read the parasha of Mishpatim, which is about the laws that were given at Mount Sinai. So who is the prophet? And the answer is Moshe is a prophet. And we need to never forget that. We speak of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, our teacher, because he is the highest of the prophets. He was able to see according to the Torah, face to face. But then God said, "You can't, Moses, you can't see my face and live." I'll leave you to contemplate why these appearances of inconsistencies appear in the Torah. The 12th verse. Actually, the 11th pasuk. Yes, all of Israel have transgressed thy law and have turned aside so as not to hearken to thy voice. And so there hath been poured out upon us the curse and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Hashem. For we have sinned against him. Actually, the servant of Hashem is, should be said, the servant of Elohim. An unwritten commentary, it's important for you to realize. All of Israel have transgressed. Every human being who is a child of Israel has transgressed. And the answer is yes, that is a true statement. Why? For the most part, each human being did transgress. But there were a few, those who were taken to heaven with their bodies, seven in all, who did not transgress. So how can we make the statement? How can a true sage make the statement, all of Israel, when there are seven who did not, at least? And the answer is, there's only one Israel. There's only one Israel composed of millions, hundreds of millions of bodies and souls inhabiting those bodies. But there's only one Israel. There's one consciousness of unity. And we are all part of that consciousness. And without the other parts, each and every one, Israel is incomplete. We are incomplete. The 12th verse. And he hath confirmed his word, which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil, so that under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. The 13th verse. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet have we not entreated the favor of Hashem, our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and have discernment in thy truth? What Pasuk 13 is doing, this is an unwritten commentary, what Pasuk 13 is doing is asking Hashem to harden our hearts, just as he did to Pharaoh. Bring us back to the level of free will. Because when we are in exile, we can have no free will. We are feeling a lack. And if we feel a lack, we cannot make a free will decision. The 14th verse. And so Hashem has watched over the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord, which is Hashem, our God is righteous in all his works, which he has done, and we have not hearkened to his voice. The 15th pasuk. And now, Adonai Elohim, our Lord our God, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done it wickedly. Are you beginning to get the sense that this is a confession? 16th verse. Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, according to all thy righteousness, let thine anger and thy fury, I pray thee, be turned away from the city Jerusalem, the holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. The other nations cannot perceive Hashem by looking at the children of Israel as they once could under King Solomon, where the other nations knew there was a God and his name was Hashem. The 17th pasuk. Now therefore, Elohim, hearken unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. The 18th verse. Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and behold our desolations and the city upon which your name is called. For we do not present our supplications before thee because of our righteousness, but because of thy great compassions. The 19th verse. Adonai, hear. Adonai, forgive. Adonai, attend and do. Defer not for thine own sake. Elohim, because thy name is called upon thy city and thy people. The 20th verse. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, before Hashem, for the holy mountain of thy God. Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, approached close to me about the time of the evening offering. Verse 22. And he made me to understand and talk with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to make thee skillful of understanding. Verse 23. At the beginning of your supplication a word went forth, that I am come to declare it. For thou art greatly beloved, and therefore look into the word and understand the vision. 24, verse 24. 70 weeks are decreed upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin and to forgive iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal vision and prophet, and to anoint the most holy place. We all know that we've been given 7,000 years. Do you think that the word weeks is a code word for 1,000? Let me rephrase that. We are given 7,000 years, not 70,000 years. The 25th Pasuk. Know therefore and discern that from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem unto one anointed, a prince shall be 7 weeks, and for 80 weeks it shall be built again, with broad place and moat, but in troublous times. Verse 26. And after the 80 weeks shall an anointed one be cut off, and be no more, and the people of a prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, but his end shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. I'm not explaining these. We will do so within the commentary, but also each one of us needs to attempt to understand the meaning of these verses ourselves. The 27th Pasuk and the last Pasuk of chapter 9. And he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week, and for half of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offerings to cease. And upon the wing of detestable things shall be that which causes appalment, and that until the extermination, the wholly determined, be poured out upon that which causes appalment. I don't know about you, but I've never seen the word appalment except here. What does appalment mean? My understanding, which is mine, not necessarily yours, the appalment means Hashem is appalled that the sins continue. Let us return to the original handout, which is the commentary by Rabbi from Rabbi Avraham from Azamra.org. Very soon after his vision in the previous chapter, chapter 8, Daniel pondered in the books the numbers of the years. This was in the first and only year of the reign of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the Mede. This was not the Ahasuerus of Megillat Esther. Little more than a year after conquering Babylon, Darius the Mede gave over the kingship to his son-in-law, Cyrus of Persia, who was the father of Esther's Ahasuerus. As you see, there are differences of opinion. I would trust Rabbi Avraham over mine. Daniel had watched the fall of Babylon, knowing that it had been prophesied by Jeremiah, who had foretold that at the completion of 70 years of Babylonian power, Hashem would redeem Israel. At first, Daniel thought that the building of the second temple and the complete redemption would come about 70 years from the time that Babylon had first subjected Israel to her dominion, which was when Nebuchadnezzar conquered King Jehoiakim 18 years prior to the destruction of the first temple. It was only from the words of the angel at the end of this chapter that Daniel understood that the new temple would not be built until 70 years after the actual destruction of the first temple by the Babylonians in the reign of King Sidkiyahu. And I'm going to add an unwritten commentary. Just as in the time of the exile with Daniel, the time when all of the Jewish people, almost all of the Jewish people, had been sent away from the land and had been into the physical exile, there's confusion as to when it will end, just as there is confusion today as to when will Mashiach come and who will be the Mashiach and all of these other aspects that the purpose of these classes is to help give you all some understanding to understand the confusion. Continuing to read, Daniel's response to the seemingly interminable exile was to pray. The Tzaddik repents for all of Israel, and in his most eloquent prayer for redemption, Daniel speaks in the first person plural, putting fitting words of repentance and supplication in the mouths of all of us. Many phrases, and indeed entire passages, verses 15 to 20, are incorporated into the Tachanun supplication recited on Mondays and Thursdays, as well as into many other penitential slichot. These verses came across as confessions. As well as the slichot. Continuing to read, the last little bit was my commentary on written. Daniel begins his prayer with the confession of sin, expressing our deep shame and contrition over the misdemeanors that have led to our national exile. The prayer is designed to guide us to internalize the bitter lesson and the moral of the destruction of the temple and the exile, which came about exactly as the Torah had warned. Daniel appeals to Hashem's compassion, arousing the memory of the redemption from Egypt, as he begs Hashem to turn his anger from Jerusalem. With hindsight, we know that the second temple was built in due course, but Daniel was praying 18 years beforehand, at a time when the satraps and the governors of Babylon and Persia were no doubt gloating over the exile of the troublesome Jews and drumming in the message that they would never be restored. You hear that even today from some people. Through Daniel's profound faith and earnest prayer, he was greatly beloved in Hashem's eyes and was worthy of ascending to the level of Bina, of understanding. For the angel Gabriel came swooping down from the heavens to further elucidate the meaning of the visions in the previous chapters and enlighten him as to when the temple would be rebuilt. Rashi explains that the cryptic message of the angel alludes to the building of the second temple and its subsequent destruction by Titus, and how in the end he will be accursed and lost when the power of his empire is swept away by Mashiach in the war of Gog and Magog. Although the place of the temple is occupied by a center of idolatry, this will endure only until the decreed day of its destruction with the coming of the Mashiach. With great respect, I have to disagree with Rabbi Avraham. Our sages have told us that to enter a mosque is not to enter a house of idol worship, while to enter a church is to enter a house, a place of idol worship. But here he is saying to us that the Temple Mount, which has a mosque on its peak, is a home of idol worship. And I must disagree. But again, I don't mean any disrespect, and I have to say to you, trust the elevation, the level of consciousness of Rabbi Avraham more than you trust mine. This is the end of our class, the end of our discussion of Chapter 9 for the time being. Please note that the rest of the page, all three chapters are inserted, so it's difficult to read them. That will be clarified before next Sunday, hopefully early in this week. Does anyone have any questions? Class is tomorrow at 7 a.m. We have a Psalms class. At 4:30, a Deep Zohar class. At 7 o'clock in the evening, a class on the writings of the Ari. Those are the three classes for tomorrow. These times mentioned are all Pacific time. I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Wish you all a Shavua Tov, a good week, a week of peace, filled with joy in the month of Adar and the certain knowledge that Mashiach will come, that the temple will be rebuilt, and that the dead will be resurrected, and we will all return to the consciousness of Eretz Yisrael. Shavuot Tov, Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shavuot Tov. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.